Basically, after that fight,
I was feeling relieved that it was over with. You know, I was happy that I got the win. My eyes was a little messed up. It just felt like I had soap in my eyes the rest of the fight whenever I got hit in it. It was just hard for me to see after that. But other than that, I was feeling good.
Did you ever figure out what exactly? I know we watched the tape. Was it a poke or was it a punch? Do you know what?
I haven't watched the fight since. I watched the post-fight, but not the fight. So. Yeah.
What did you do after the fight? I mean, did you take a couple days to relax, to celebrate? And then give us an idea kind of what it was immediately after the fight.
We went to the Hakkasan. We drank a little bit. Snorted a few lines to help my weight stay down.
Sure, as you do.
Yeah. Other than that, it was good. Everything's good.
Well, talk about how then it goes to you fighting for a world title, because it was funny. I mean, in the immediate aftermath, you were joking a little bit, saying, you know, I don't even want that fight. It doesn't even make any sense. So how did this all come together?
You know, I guess they seen the heart, you know, that I believe they believe in me and they know that I'm coming and have an entertaining fight. No matter if I'm getting my ass kicked for 24 minutes in the fight, just know that 1 minute, if I get that 1 minute, 30 seconds or whatever left in the fight, that I'm going to come out victorious, I promise.
Yeah. You've always said throughout your career that, you know, I don't even do this for titles. You know, I do this for supporting my family and you know, to take care of them. But now that the title's on the line, does that attitude change at all?
Just not just the title on the line. Whenever I signed my contract and seen the zeros, then it was like, okay, I can start training now. Before, like I told y'all before, I don't stay in the gym like everyone else does. All my opponents, you know, it's pretty obvious. Like after the fight, I'm laying out on the floor, I'm tired, ready to go sit my ass down somewhere. And you know, but this fight right here, I really been training all day long, drinking more water than I need to be drinking, and just really taking it more serious, you know. And it's not gonna be no excuses for myself. Win, lose, or draw, you will see all my all.
Well, overall, Derek, what's been the reaction from that post-fight interview that you had? In particular, the Donald Trump thing. Was that just, did you just come up with that off the cuff? Had you thought about that beforehand?
It was just freestyle, which, you know, me and Donald, we talked about that before back in the day when we used to golf back in Houston. And it was just something that I told him, I'd mention him no matter what, no matter how bad everything's going in the U.S., that's all.
So you had a conversation with him, by the way?
Yes.
You really did?
No.
Wait a second, come on.
No, it's just whatever, you know, I just say whatever. It's always the same thing with you guys, you know, y'all ask the same questions, so I just get tired of answering the same stuff all the time, so I just say whatever I want.
Well, Derek, what do you think was more influential in you getting this shot, the knockout or the hot balls comment?
Probably the knockout.
The knockout?
Yeah.
Was that one of the funnier things you've ever said?
Probably on TV. Yeah.
Derek, before this fight was announced, you said, you know, because you know the DC's got the Brock Lesnar fight lined up, and you said, listen, man, I think the only reason they put this fight together is if, you know, if he assumes that he's just going to run through me, or even the UFC may assume that he's just going to run through you. You said that right before it was announced. So, I mean, is that the way you're coming to the table? You feel like the UFC, DC, they feel like you're not really a challenge?
Not really the UFC, just DC. I believe that he's thinking that it's going to be an easy fight for himself, you know, but go ahead and think that. You know, it's crazy that I even made it this far with the type of training that I have been putting in before each and every fight. You know, I really don't, like I said, I'm serious. I don't stay in the gym all day like just about all my opponents do. You know, I stay probably 30 minutes, 35 minutes, and 5 minutes on my phone posting memes and stuff on Instagram. But I'm for real though. But this camera right here, I've been really at the gym all day long.
Okay, so the 30 minutes, I assume that was one of your classic jokes. You really only put in 30 minutes a day?
30 minutes. My coach is busy, you know, but we've been stepping it up. We've been doing a lot of crazy stuff that I don't like, but we've still been doing it.
Are you going to come in with a little chip on your shoulder, knowing that DC is probably looking at you as an easy payday?
Oh, not at all. I always come in with a chip on my shoulder with any guy I'm fighting anyway, because I feel like they're trying to take my life away anyway. So that's what I always think about whenever I step in the cage. It's always life or death situation to me.
Let me ask you, if you're a professional athlete and you're a dangerous guy in there, and this is what you're doing for a living, and I just wonder, why would you only spend that short a time at training? Why wouldn't you take it more serious? Because then you would know that you gave it 100%.
Yeah, so that's one of the reasons why I didn't 100% retire, because I didn't give myself, I never gave myself 100% chance, even in the training and stuff like that. I wanted to see what it's like to really train like a mixed martial artist and go out there and perform like one. And so I believe I'm heading that way now.
Derek, you talked to me ahead of your last fight about your back problems and the rehab that you've gone through with it. Ahead of this fight, are you gonna be able to do any of that? I mean, is there even time?
Oh, my back is good right now. Still day by day. It hasn't been hurting so far since my last fight. The injections that I got, I believe, is still working pretty good.
And how do you prepare for this Olympic caliber wrestling that you know you're going to have to face with Daniel Cormier? Are you bringing in somebody kind of like build like him, but has the same kind of pedigree as him to prepare?
Oh, not at all. You know, just as long as I'm 100%, I'm in good shape. I don't care what he could do or what he thinks he's going to be able to do. I'm just worrying about myself. I don't care.
Derek, you were medically suspended by Nevada after the last fight. What was the process of getting that clear? Because I think it was until November 6th, then the fight's November 3rd. So you have to go through like Nevada to get that cleared?
Hmm?
The medical suspension?
Mm-hmm.
What was that process? Did you have to go to a doctor? They had some like paperwork over
there? Yeah, I went to the doctor, got everything cleared, everything checked out pretty good. Basically saying that I'm good to fight, my health and everything is good. My heart is better than what they thought it would be, and I'm in great shape.
Do you feel like you'll be 100% going into this fight?
I will be 100% going into this fight.
DC said that he's not going to be 100%. He has a bad hand. Is that a mistake on his part, you think, to go into a fight with you with a bad hand?
I go in every fight with a bad back and overweight and damn near diabetic. So it doesn't matter to me that he's coming and fight with just a bad hand. That's a good thing for him then.
Derek, is this more an opportunity that you really want, or is this one that you just can't pass up?
It's just one that I can't pass up, because I know it's a lot of guys in this division that probably deserve a shot more than I'm getting, you know, then I probably don't deserve a shot more than Stipe should have got the shot, you know. But, you know, ain't no telling when the next time I'm going to get this opportunity, so I had to jump on it anyways.
And as a guy who has talked about, you know, the money and the reason why you do it, like, is this paycheck significant enough that this could be your last fight?
No, I don't think it would be my last fight, but the paycheck is pretty good.
Can you compare it to some of your others? Like comparing to other ones you've received, how big is it?
Oh, it's probably more than I made this year already.
What did it mean for you in Houston when the hurricane relief and what you did there? I mean, you jumped in. You went down and you made it happen. You made good things happen mm-hmm. down there. And now you got a hurricane, and obviously the one in Florida, they're going through that. So it's on the minds of people right now. But that was important to you, wasn't it, to go down there and do that?
Yes, for sure. It was just one of those situations where my neighborhood didn't flood, but the people around my neighborhood flooded, and I just didn't want to stay in the house all day and not doing anything and not helping no one and stuff like that. And plus, I have DirecTV, and so any kind of rain or wind or something like that, it'll mess your TV up. So I couldn't stay home and watch TV. So I just wanted to go out and help whoever I can and don't be bored.
But you did. I mean, you physically got out, you got the truck out, you went and helped people.
Like, yeah, for sure.
Hands on.
The first day, it was just like, okay, just help the people in my neighborhood and surrounding areas. Then a few days later, I'm just stuck going miles out. And like a week later, I was stuck going to a different city that was close by.
You keep in touch with any of them? And do they follow your career?
Like, keep in touch. Yeah, I keep in touch with Trader Troop. He always keep me up to date with everything and how much he appreciate my help and stuff like that too.
Is your eyes are red? Is that still residual from the fight from 12 days ago?
No, I'm just leaving Joe Rogan's show. I'm a little high right now. Yeah, it's from the fight.
Are the Astros going to come back from a 3-1 deficit?
Next question. Yeah, we got it. Tonight, right?
Derek, is the vision impacted at all? I mean, like you said, the redness, is it just on the surface? I mean, is the vision impacted at all?
No, it's no blurred vision. I can still see. And yeah, see, you lost a little weight too, you know. You don't got the blue shirt on today. But I can see pretty good.
You got the vision down. I want to ask you too, you know, since this fight was announced, people went back to that press conference interchange that you two guys had. I want to ask you what happened backstage. You know, DC kind of put it out there that you seemed like you wanted to knock him out. That, you know, you made the joke about the chicken and that. But what happened backstage? I mean, were you trying to get into his head a little bit or let him know that, hey, I'm coming for you at some point?
Yeah, I just, because it was the perfect time. It was just me and him in the hallways. And so I just told him, I'm coming for that belt. And he chuckled or whatever and talking about you better work on that cardio. I said, shit, don't worry about my cardio. I got that. And that was about it.
You don't think he took you serious at that point?
Oh, if he don't take me serious, it's a mistake. You know, I want him to take me serious. I don't want no excuses or nothing like that. And I just really can't wait for that night anyways.
Derek, the memes and the videos you post on Instagram, where do you get those? Do you, like, seek those out? Do people send them to you? Like, where do you get all these?
I don't know. It's on the internet. I don't know.
So you just go on the
internet? I just find whatever I think is interesting to me or funny to me and just post it. You know, even if it's cringe, I just still post it.
Derek, you said it's crazy that you've made it this far considering how little you train, I guess. How do you think it's happened? Why do you think you've had so much success?
I believe really just my heart. I got probably the most heart than any guy that's seen in the UFC. I believe it's my heart and my power.
If this opportunity had come up, like, what would you be doing this week?
You say this week?
Yeah. What would you be doing like right now instead of sitting in front of us?
I'll probably be on LA, huh? What Joe Rogan podcast at? LA?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably be in LA right now. Baked. I'm hell right now, probably.
Have you put a final dollar figure on how much that right hand was worth? You got your win bonus that night, you got bonus, now you're getting a title shot. Put a dollar figure on how much that right hand that you landed was worth.
It's probably a million. Probably about a million. Yeah.
If you get the belt, what is the first thing you're gonna do?
Probably just put it in my closet. I don't care about the belt. But I will try to win the belt though, but I really don't care about it if I get it or not.
Do you care about like headlining a card in Madison Square Garden, history there? Do you care about any of that?
Not at all. But it is a cool, I'm sure it will be a cool experience. Because Ali, Mike Tyson, all the big name boxers fought there and made their mark in the sport. So it would be cool.
Was that a right hand you learned from George Foreman? Gotta ask you that. I mean, that looked like the right hand he threw against Michael Moore. He did when he was waiting,
no.
And then you trained with Foreman.
No, I think it was the right hand my wife landed on me 3 years ago.
that right hand.
Yeah, my wife, she hits hard, yeah.
Derek, I know you say you think Stipe deserved it more, but you think people don't give you enough credit? I mean, 9-1 in your last 10 fights is pretty impressive. I mean, you feel like people maybe aren't giving you enough credit that you do deserve this opportunity?
Oh, I don't care if they give me credit or not. I don't care. I'm not a mixed martial artist. You know, that's probably what they're looking at, and I don't blame them. No, I don't train like a mixed martial artist. I don't respect the sport like everyone else does. No, I'm just a brawler. So I go in to fight just to fight. I don't care about the submissions and the technique and all that and the bowing and showing respect. I don't give a damn about none of that. I'm just coming out to fight.
After the knockout and the post-fight speech, did anyone reach out to you, any celebrities, anyone tag you on Instagram or social media that you thought was cool and unexpected? A lot of people were tweeting about everything.
Yeah, it was a lot of celebrities. It was crazy. Like the one that stood out the most, probably Lil Wayne. Yeah, he says he's a big fan of me now from that. So that's cool.
You got something planned to call out Lesnar? Should you win the title? Because he was going to be next for DC, so that could be your first title.
Oh, it doesn't matter who's next. I don't care. No, I still believe Stipe probably should have been next because all of the people that lost their belt, they got the title shot right back as soon as they lost it. You know, they got the rematch. But it is what it is, but I'm happy, I'm grateful for the opportunity.
But going back to what you've been stating, you fight for the money and the Lesnar fight would be bigger.
Yeah.
Than Miocic.
Well, if it was Miocic or Lesnar, that's fine. You know, whatever the UFC want to pay me for, that's fine. I don't care who's next.
Do your kids recognize or realize how big this fight is for
my
dad?
Kids don't,
are they saying anything?
My kids don't give a damn. My kids make more fun of me than the social media people that's trying to bully me on social media. My kids the one, they always making fun of me, so it don't matter.
Wait, who's trying to bully you on social media?
Everybody, man, you don't see it? They bully me.
Yeah. That's like a bad idea, bully you. What do you think of the poster for UFC 230? Did you see it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like that. I like my head is bigger. It's like an X-Men.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks, Derek.
What round they rise of finance at?